Today, we continue our look at stories that made news in 2001, and then, for one reason or another, were overshadowed by other events. We start in Macedonia. A few weeks after September 11th, NATO troops there successfully completed a mission to collect weapons from ethnic Albanian militants. That mission was part of a peace accord between the country's majority Macedonian Slavs and minority ethnic Albanians. Months of sporadic fighting had threatened to erupt into a new Balkan war. NPR's Guy Raz, who covered the conflict, has an update on the fragile peace.
For the first time in a long time, Macedonians are talking about other things besides just war, the frigid temperatures that have dumped heaps of snow on the country, the worsening economic situation, the pathetic shortage of electricity.
If you ask me whether people think about the war all the time, I would say no. But if you ask me whether people are happy now, I would also say no, they're not more happy than before the war.
That's Branko Gerovski. He's the editor of the Macedonian paper Dnevnik, and likes to joke that his countrymen seem to languish within a perpetual context of self-pity and gloom. 4 months ago, their leaders signed a landmark peace deal. Parliament ratified it in November. But weeks after it was ratified in Parliament, says Gerovski, ethnic Macedonians, who make up the country's majority population, feel like the losers.
We still don't have peace in my country. And that is making people to feel losers or to feel bitter or to feel betrayed.
Betrayed, he says, by a deal that gave them nothing, only concessions to ethnic Albanians, concessions that made the Albanian language an official one, and amendments to the constitution that removed references to Macedonia as an ethnically Macedonian country. But Nafis Aracini, an ethnic Albanian sociologist, says Macedonia's powerful media elites, people like Branko Gerovski, are fueling inter-ethnic resentment.
We have in the media especially presentation of such atmosphere that ethnic Macedonians are the ones who have lost. From the other side, ethnic Albanians should be now happy and should be very, very satisfied because all of their needs and dreams are now implemented.
In reality, both sides have yet to see any economic fruits of the peace accord. Western mediators promised to gather the world's richest countries and pour millions, perhaps billions, in aid into Macedonia. It still hasn't happened. The main reason, say Western diplomats, is the government's failure to implement an important part of the peace agreement, granting limited self-rule to ethnic Albanians in the northwest part of the country. But one major problem, the armed conflict, has, for all intents and purposes, ended. Edward Joseph has seen it firsthand. He's the senior analyst in Macedonia for the International Crisis Group.
The situation on the ground is much better than it was when the agreement was signed, where the country really was on a knife edge between war and peace. It doesn't mean there aren't still incidents. There are. There still are incidents in the ground. The difference is they don't immediately trigger escalation.
For example, in late November, three Macedonian policemen were shot dead when they tried to enter a mainly ethnic Albanian village. They were ordered in by the country's hardline interior minister, against the wishes of NATO. The reaction, says Ed Joseph, was surprising.
Ironically enough, many of the Macedonian political parties and population, rather than being outraged by the Albanians having killed three of their policemen, turned on the Minister of Interior himself and blamed him for a reckless and negligent operation.
Nevertheless, Macedonian police forces are scheduled to re-enter other villages inhabited by ethnic Albanians in the coming weeks. Guy Raz, NPR News.